USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge fire continues to burn at a refinery in southwest Philadelphia following at least two explosions back at about 4 a.m. Eastern time. A large fireball seen in the sky over the plant at the time of those blasts. Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says despite hours of firefighting since,
it looks pretty, under control. It is not under control yet.
A report says President Trump's decision to back out of a planned military strike on Iran in retaliation for the downing of a U.S. drone on Wednesday went against the advice of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton. The report says there were worries the strike would escalate the situation and cause civilian casualties. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL despite a surprise admission by another Navy SEAL that he was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher testifying yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but that other Navy SEAL, Corey Scott, says he suffocated the teenager afterwards, knowing he was going to die anyway. Prosecutors claim Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher going to prison. An unidentified Mission, Texas police officer waved down by a pedestrian yesterday and told about a suspect brandishing a weapon. That man goes on to shoot and kill the officer. The police say that suspect was well known to them.
He does have a lengthy criminal record, a number of offenses that he has been convicted on.
And that suspect's now in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In a new court filing, federal prosecutors are alleging that longtime Trump associate Roger Stone violated his gag order in his criminal case with recent social media posts. Stone was subject to the judicial order barring him from commenting about matters involving the Russia investigation and his own criminal trial. At issue are posts that Stone started making a few days ago, including a message asking why several major news organizations didn't cover a recent filing his lawyers made, arguing that the government did not independently verify that Russian operatives hacked the Democratic National Committee in 2016. And in two of the posts, Stone tagged multiple media outlets. The court papers also reference a now-deleted Stone Instagram post on June 2nd, showing a picture of former CIA chief John Brennan with a message, "This psycho must be charged, tried, convicted, and hung for treason." And a new study shows smartphones may be linked to horn-like structures growing on the inside of people's skulls. Yeah, the Scientific Report study finds bone spurs on the bases of skulls of about 400 adults. Scientists say extensive screen time, bending the head down for extended periods of time, and poor posture may be the cause for those physiological changes. Find us online, if you dare, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.